Members of the UN monitoring force along the border between Iraq and Kuwait are being withdrawn from the Iraqi side of the border in a precautionary step. Earlier, other elements of the force were pulled back from remote border areas. Tens of thousands of U.S. and British troops are in Kuwait preparing for an attack on Iraq. Kuwait plans to close down most of its oil fields if they're targeted by Iraqi missiles in response to an attack. A shutdown by Kuwait's oil company and the disruption of oil supplies from Iraq could put further strains on world oil supplies and prices, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Gathering center number 22 sits in Kuwait's vast Burgan oil field in the desert just to the south of Kuwait City. Everywhere you look, to the horizon in every direction, there is nothing but oil facilities, pumps, tanks, and pipelines. The crude comes to gathering centers like this one first. Gas is separated from oil, and the crude is moved on to tank farms. There is a vast underground ocean of oil here, producing 1.2 million barrels per day of crude. Yesterday, Ayed Al-Hajri, the deputy chairman of the emergency operations plan of the Kuwait Oil Company, said production here could be shut down if Iraq launches a missile attack on Kuwait, or if there are terrorist attacks inside Kuwait.
If the war starts and nothing happened to Kuwait, we'll continue operations. It depends on what's going to happen, okay? If we feel the area is unsafe, we will evacuate the people. Otherwise, we'll continue our operations.
Kuwait could very well be the target of missile attack from Iraq. Even Iraq's short-range missiles, which are not restricted by UN Security Council resolutions, can reach deep into Kuwait if they are deployed in southern Iraq. Concern is also deepening about terrorist attack inside Kuwait. A small Islamic party here appealed this week to all Muslims to stand against what it called a new wave of crusades and imperialistic plans aimed to control the Islamic world under the guise of fighting terrorism. That group has not been linked to terrorism, but since last summer there have been three armed attacks on American soldiers and civilians in Kuwait. Despite the threat of shutdown, Al-Hajri tried to calm worries in the international oil market.
If we shut it down, we may compensate from other areas. So we will do our best to continue with the operations, with the requirement for local and international consumption or requirements.
How Kuwait might compensate the shutdown of production in its southern oil fields is not clear. Last week, senior oil executives here said that Kuwait's northern and western oil fields, much closer to the Iraq border, could be shut down immediately if an invasion begins. That could shut off up to 700,000 barrels a day. Taken together, the threatened production comes close to Kuwait's full OPEC quota of 2.1 million barrels a day. It is not surprising that Kuwaiti officials would be nervous about damage to their oil fields. In 1991, when Iraq's army pulled out of Kuwait, it blew up 700 of Kuwait's 1,000 oil wells. The smoke from the fires turned the sky black at midday. Some of the rubble from that destruction remains in the desert, notably at what was once gathering center number 14. Its pipes and tanks are tangled, rusted, and scorched, and oil on the ground was burned into a black, asphalt-like substance. Matlak Al-Qahtani, a spokesman for the Kuwait Oil Company, said the decision was made to leave the destruction as a reminder.
This was a water tank, and because of the amount of heat that was coming out of this side, this area, it almost tilted, you know, next to it. A tank that totally destroyed and melted. Since this one was blown up and destroyed totally, what we have done was redirected the wells that were feeding this facility to the nearest one.
And nearby, what remains of a vast lake of oil, also a result of Iraqi sabotage, Al-Qahtani said.
Due to the gushing wells, we had a large number of oil lakes, okay, and this was one of them. Most of it has been reprocessed, and what you're looking at is the sludges and contaminated sand and what have you.
Firefighters battled for 9 months to put out the oil well fires. Engineers had to sop up 25 million barrels of oil from the desert. It took 3 years to restore Kuwaiti production to its full capacity. The Kuwaitis don't want to go through anything like that again. Mike Schuster, NPR News, in the Burgan oil fields in southern Kuwait.
Additional coverage on a possible war with Iraq, including special features, at npr.org.